from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Some people call it short-term pain for long-term gain when something like reconstruction of Algonquin Boulevard disrupts bus routes, for example. Timmins Transit Operations Manager Marcel Cote has one request for the bus riding public this construction season.
Be patient. Our buses may run a little late, but we'll do what we can to try and keep people on schedule.
Buses will be detoured via Vimy Avenue, so during construction, the westbound bus stops at Midtown Bowl, the Beer Store, and ViaNet will be unavailable, so will eastbound stops at Shoppers Drug Mart and Pop Shoes. An additional 20,000 rounds of ammunition are being sent to Ukraine from Canada. Ottawa says the artillery is being sourced from the United States at a cost of $98 million set aside in the latest federal budget. Defense Minister Anita Anand says the shipment of NATO standard artillery is the result of a direct ask Ukraine put out to its allies. A shortage of sunflower oil could put a further strain on baby formula supplies in Canada. Health Canada says it's preparing for that possibility and working closely with manufacturers that use the oil as a key ingredient. Ukraine and Russia together export half of the world's sunflower oil. However, the ongoing invasion has seen Russian troops accused of blocking Ukrainian ports and preventing food staples from leaving. Instead of waiting until the traditional June 24th, the Francophone community of Timmins is celebrating Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day on Thursday, June 9th this year. La Ronde Cultural Center Executive Director Lisa Bertrand says French schools and immersion programs from Timmins and Iroquois Falls will be treated to a lively musical show during the day. There's also a Francophone fair in front of the library all afternoon. And the headliner for the daytime kids show will do the same for adults that evening at the Surge Sports Lounge.
So we're going to have the Bilinguish Boys. So the Bilinguish Boys are such a good band. They know all the top French songs and English songs. So they're like a jukebox.
You probably also know Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day as La Fête Nationale. This week's feature on Timmins history involves two trivia questions devised by museum director-curator Karen Bachman. Earlier, we asked about the media baron for whom the Daily Press was one of his first newspapers. Here's her second question.
In June of 1938, thieves stole over $41,000 worth of gold from which mine? The Hollinger Mine, the Nabob Mine, the Dome Mine, or the Carniora Mine?
To find out if you're right on either question, or both, I guess, you have to head over to our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.